You're listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Chick Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Murray. Across from me is lovely Danielle Gogan. Danielle, how's it going?
It's going. I mean, as good as it can, considering Venus is in retrograde.
O-O-M-G. Danielle is an astrology fan. Hopefully we have some fellow astrology fans out there listening. But thank you for tuning in, ladies. The Chick Chat is a weekly chat sesh with your favorite chicks. We're going to be talking hot goss, astrology, of course, dating, relationships, and pop culture. So, Dee, can you please explain what the hell Venus in retrograde means?
I can tell you what that means, and that means all of our love lives are basically fucked. This is some serious shit, okay? So until November 16th, you can probably expect to have a breakup or two, get back together, break up again, and then make up once Venus is out of retrograde, and then all will be well until probably 2020, when, you know, Venus is probably going to go back into retrograde.
I also heard that Venus retrograde actually brings some of your past lovers back from the dead.
That is true. And also they say not to do any Botox, any drastic changes to your appearance. Well, so ladies,
good thing I cut my hair last week. Did you even notice?
I didn't notice. I'm sorry. I'm kind of an asshole. But we did our little Botox-y treatments before that.
Yeah, we had to do well in advance.
Yeah, I remember being like, Venus is going into retrograde. Let's go get our units.
Get those units up in there. Oh, God. All right, now it's time for a little 411. So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams? All right, 411 for today. If you've been living under a rock, it's probably hard to see the photos from the Victoria's Secret fashion show that was filmed but not shown yet, filmed in New York City. Dee, have you seen any of the photos?
I have, and I have to say Kendall Jenner's body is on fuego.
Well, all of their bodies are on fuego. They're Victoria's Secret angels. They're aliens from another planet that are not real. But are you a fan of the show? Are you going to watch it?
I am. TV? Honestly, I love the Victoria's Secret fashion show. It's fun. I remember in past years getting together with some of my girlfriends from back home and just eating and watching the show and then feeling like I need to get to the gym, like that cliche, like every girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a gym membership tomorrow. Like, first of all, no, you're not, but that's okay. But I actually would be like, oh my God, I feel serious guilt for my life right now.
Yeah, I totally get it. I'm going to watch it too, but mostly just for the production value. Like, that is a hard shoot. They do the show a couple times. There's musical performances. Mm-hmm. They're carrying friggin' apparatuses on their twig legs, walking in stilettos. Like, that, I can't even walk around my condo in stilettos, let alone down a runway. So I give them mad props, for sure. Yeah. And there's always a lot of controversy around the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also it is kind of fun, too, to see, like, the celebrities that attend and then their reactions when someone that's dating one of the girls comes down the runway.
Yeah, like, it's cute.
Yeah, like Dylan Sprouse's girlfriend came down the runway and he gets up and he just, like, has his hand over his heart and he's just, like, swooning over her.
It's a production. The camera knows where to go.
To pan to the right people. And then they do capture the behind the scenes stuff. So it is really fun to see when they're, like, pulling the girls all around, being like, okay, go, Candace, go, whoever, like, and then they're, like, sprinting down with their big wings, and then, like, they have to make it. And then they don't fall. Well, hopefully.
Well,
we'll see.
Remember a couple years ago when this was literally the background on my computer when Ariana Grande got attacked by angel wings, and there was that photo that came out, and she was, like, ducking for her life.
Oh my God.
That was literally the funniest thing ever. It was the background on my computer. I'm probably going to actually put it back up because that was literally the funniest photo I've ever seen.
In honor we'll post of the it on VS Instagram. Fashion show. Well, also, when Rihanna walked the runway strutting down, she was strutting.
Strutting. Yeah. Okay. But also a couple weeks back, scrolling through Instagram, and I saw...
What did we see?
And came across a photo of our...
Kardashian clan.
Yeah, the royal...
Kardashians. So...
The U.S. royals.
The U.S. royals?
They're pretty royal in
they're
the States.
The
royal family.
Social media royalty, darling.
So, the friggin' Kardashians as Victoria's Secret angels. Did you see that? Did you see that, Daniel?
I did see that, and I do have a couple things I want to state.
Okay.
So, number one, Khloe Kardashian's body on Fleek. She looks unbelievable, considering
amazing.
She just had...
All of them look fucking amazing.
Well, yeah.
Literally redonk.
Yeah, that was, like, redonk. Just unbelievable. Number two... The fact that Kylie wore Candace's suit, I'm kind of a little bit skeptical. Like, love you, Kylie, but I have to say, there's no way in hell that booty or those boobs or that whole body would fit into Candace's suit.
She's actually little. Did you hear? I just only know from, like, this is needs to be cut out, but, like, I know from, like, hearing her talk about... I heard a preview of the show or something like that, and she's like, I'm never going to fit into my size 25
jeans. Yeah, but, like,
again.
I don't know if that's true either. Like, her bum is so big. Like, there's no way.
I have seen them in the flesh. They are little.
Really?
They are small. And apparently Kim is, like, 5 feet tall.
Yeah, well, I know that, like, Courtney and them, she is short.
She's 5'1".
Yeah, but how? Where did you see them?
I worked with them at the MMVAs. They hosted.
Stop. Did not know this about you. What the hell?
Are you kidding?
I'm learning new things about you every single day.
I've worked with them. I FaceTime with Northwest.
Stop it. What?
No.
When?
So,
what is this? You guys, this is some serious tea right now. She is seriously spilling.
I'm pulling up my Facebook right now. One of my, like, photos is of me taking a selfie with Kylie and Kendall.
Stop it!
Are you all right?
Okay, but that was like Kylie before the surgeries.
No.
Yes, it was. Her face was completely different.
Let me pull my phone out.
Kylie, like, okay.
She's still so cutie.
Yeah, well, Kendall's, like, just gorgeous. I know Kylie's cutie, but I just think that, like, her complete jaw.
It was before, no, it was before.
2017. Okay, you know what? I won't say.
That's, like, look how little she is.
Yeah,
way littler than me.
I'm just saying the bum. Like, she's had a Brazilian butt lift for sure.
Where's, like, the face photo?
But anyway, I don't know. And then the second thing that I noticed about that whole situation is that her bra. Did you notice the bra?
No. I gotta pull this up.
I just... Okay, I don't want to be that person that's like, ooh, like, mom bra. Like, blah. Like, yeah, she is a mom. I get it. But also, like... Don't you think that she would have... Yeah, okay. Guys, you can't see this, but she's showing me a photo of Kylie from 2017.
No, it's from 2014.
Oh, okay. Well, then that date on your Facebook is a farce. Okay,
yeah.
Face completely different. Jaw completely different.
No, but her lips look like... They're just overlined, maybe. But they're still,
no, but
like...
I'm talking more so, like, the bottom of her face is way different. Even Kendall. Kendall's had a shit ton of Juvederm injected into those cheeks.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Okay. We're going to post this on our,
We'll post this on our Instagram stories, and you can let us know.
What the hell we're talking about. Sorry, we need to give you some visuals. But yeah,
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't think that was Candace's original... costume.
Probably.
And I also
not.
Feel like the bra was just kind of, I don't know, it didn't really tie into the whole costume. Like, the other girls were like white sexual lingerie lace, and then she had like the most iconic bodysuit, and then the bra just kind of threw it off for me. All right, enough of the tangents. Let's move on to something a little bit more serious and a little more real.
Real talk, real talk.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media,
and what's hot off the press. CNBC's article speaking to millennial women are worried and ashamed of out-earning boyfriends and husbands. It says it's no longer rare for women in relationships to out-earn their husbands or boyfriends. In 2015, for example, 38% of American wives made more money than their husbands, but many women remain ambivalent about being breadwinners. So, what do you think about this, Sarah? Do you think that women, specifically millennials, speak to reports of feeling concerned or even ashamed about their success?
I think that, sadly, they do, especially when it comes to dating and dynamics in relationships. For as sad as it as, well, men, like the male role predominantly in society dating back has been always been to be the provider. So when those, as much as we fought for equality and empowering in relationships, sometimes that gets a little fuzzy when it comes to the roles of the male and female. Men are supposed to be the providers, women are supposed to stay at home with the kids. Obviously that landscape is completely different these days, but I'm not saying that this is a good thing, but I'm saying that it definitely could cause some drama in relationships, which would make women want to refrain from their success to make their partner not feel emasculated.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can see what you're saying. However, I do think that basically from gender norms, men do or can feel emasculated. But I think that if you have a partner who's obviously secure with themselves and the relationship and, you know, they're confident and encouraging towards your career, they shouldn't feel that, you know, like, ooh, I make more or I make less. Like, I think that they should just be supportive of the fact that you're making good money and that you're an empowered, powerful, smart woman.
And they should, but doesn't mean in every case but that they would. Like, some
woman
people
shouldn't feel guilty for that. Like, we have been fighting for equality our whole, basically, existence.
But what if you fall in love with an insecure man?
Then, like, girl, you gotta get the hell out.
Yeah, you do, but that's just kind of the landscape. So I can definitely see how this is a hot button issue in our current society.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Speaking
from, I mean, I fell in love with some pretty
degen
people. I'm just like, what is going on here? Your little situations, like, you can't control what your heart's doing. Your head's being like, what the fuck are you doing? And yeah, then you're stuck in that situation, but thankfully, I've kind of fought my way through, and I've known the person I want to be and where I'm going, but, like,
I just think it's so
definitely
sad.
It's sad. You have to downplay, but yeah. I feel like that is definitely a thing, and honestly, especially from all these current issues, like, men are kind of terrified of women these days. They're like, we don't want to push the line. We don't want to...
Well, no we thanks to certain people out there who have done bad things, which make men kind of positioned as these
enemies, it's definitely sad that those situations have occurred and that those things happened to get us to where we are now, but I definitely think that that is something that is very common. I don't necessarily think that it's right or
I mean, speaking from my personal kind of situation that I'm in, I know I can say confidently that my boyfriend, like, if I was making literally $200,000, he would be my biggest cheerleader.
Oh, of course.
So, I don't
know.
We can
all hope to find something like that one day. But, and especially where men, and there's that stigma where men are like, oh, I won't settle down until I'm ready and I establish myself. So, if your girlfriend beats you right out of the gate and they're in that mindset, obviously that's probably really, that probably might fuck them a bit.
Yeah, and I mean, I can definitely see, say, for example, like, you are on Tinder or Bumble or whatever it is, and you go out with a guy, and, I mean, it kind of, like, just stems back to even that Sex and the City episode when Miranda goes out with these guys, and she does speed dating, and she's like, I'm a lawyer, and no guy wants to date her, and then the minute she says that she's a flight attendant, they're like, ooh, hey, like, they're so into her, because that's, like, more feministic, sexual persona, you know, like, I think some men truly don't want a powerful woman, which is so sad to me, But, I mean, obviously, they're just clearly very insecure with themselves.
But then there's also this other phenomenon I've heard of the stay-at-home dad. Which is men that are like, hell yeah, honey, go out, make the moolah, and I'm gonna chill at home and take care of the kids. Which is,
honestly... Hashtag equal rights, people.
Equality. I think rights. I would be into that. Because I am a hustler. Mm-hmm. I'm never... I don't know if I'm going to have kids or not. I probably will. But, like, I'm going to want to go back to work, I think, mm-hmm. and
yep, same.
Keep chit-chatting.
I will literally go psychotic if I stop working.
Yeah, like, homegirl has to hustle. It's just in my blood. I've always had.
And they actually say in psychology that children who have working parents grow up a lot more well-rounded than like a stay-at-home mom. There's like psychological studies behind that, and I'm not gonna reference that at this moment in time because I don't have the numbers in front of me. However, just saying, I feel that women should never be ashamed for earning money and
get it, girl. Get it.
Like, we want all the money. Like, we want to buy whatever we want to buy and not have to feel guilty for it. Like, that's just like.
Like, the rules of feminism.
All right, moving right along, it's time for... Next up, we've got wild thoughts. You know those little thoughts in your head that sometimes just pop up out of nowhere and you're like, holy crap, am I crazy?
I'm a psycho.
We're going to be talking about soulmates. Do they exist? Are they a real thing? We don't know, but we're going to talk about it. Sarah, what do you think about soulmates? Do you think that's a real thing? Do you think it's fictional? Do you think that all of us romantics out here are just ignorant and fantasizing about something that's not real?
I think they're... may be a distinction between soulmates and the one. I think a soulmate is, I just did a quick Google. For those who don't watch Zoolander, it's defined as a person ideally suited to another as a close friend or romantic partner. And I can honestly say that I do have a lot of friends in my life that I would consider soulmates, or just people in my life that I'm like, I connect with you so well, like I couldn't picture my life without you. I don't know, I guess that could be experienced romantically, but I think there is a distinction between that and the one. I personally do not believe that there is such thing as the one, and I believe
that... So you believe in soulmates versus the one?
I think soulmates are multiple. Like, you can connect with someone and, like, you are, like, a soulmate. Like, so that's friends, that's family, and that could be with lovers. Connecting more on, like, a spiritual, metaphysical level. Like, just energies vibing. I feel like that's more so soulmates. The one, on the other hand, is... I believe a theory, a farce, that you're going to walk this world and there's only one person out there out of the 7 billion gazillion people on this planet, and there's only one that is your true soulmate, and if you don't find them, you're never going to find love. No.
Well...
I'm just choosing not to believe that, actually, because that's
But don't you think that everybody comes into your life for a reason? Don't you think that, you know, meeting someone or having a relationship with someone, that's for a reason? Don't you... feel that everybody that's come into your life has either taught you something,
but would you consider everyone that's come into your life a soulmate?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that I'm just saying that everything happens for a reason.
I 100% agree that everything happens for a reason,
but I think that people who you love, they come into your life for a reason, and maybe if they're not a soulmate, maybe they're gearing you up for that.
To perhaps. Find your soulmate?
Yeah, potentially. Or to, like,
make you, help you look. Teaches you something. Yeah. So every relationship, experience, friendship, you learn something about yourself. You learn something about the other person. Mm-hmm. And that definitely, you take that onto your next
relationship situation or partnership, but do you believe in a soulmate?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely people out there that are supposed to be your person.
Do you believe in the one?
Yeah, I do. I think that everybody has someone out there that they're supposed to be with, and I feel like that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to meet that person. Like, I think that in every person, there's someone out there for you. They could be halfway across the world, and you might never meet your one. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, that's depressing.
I know, but that's, I don't know. It could be.
Well, that's what we're programmed to believe, and that's what we're programmed to think. But yeah. I've talked with some people on the psychotherapy and relationship expert spectrum on this topic, and they've kind of debunked that mystery. And I honestly felt it, I felt better about it because it made me less anxious about the situation.
What
but
did they say?
They said that there's no such, they don't believe in the one or
yeah, but
the
they're
soulmate,
also like very textbook
for sure. So this is like a scientific approach to this question
theory.
This wild thought.
Yes.
They believe that relationships are primarily based on communication and effort. So if you're putting effort into this relationship and you guys are communicating effectively, that is the basis of a
but like
relationship.
What about it just wasn't meant to be? Like, doesn't that stem back to soulmates and the one? Doesn't that kind of like fall into the same category? Like, what if you try
putting effort in and they stop communicating and it fizzles out because maybe it wasn't meant to be?
Perhaps.
I don't know. This is shit that keeps me up at night.
Same.
Honestly, I hope that true love is in the cards for me. I hope that true love's in the cards for you. But I hope that even on Sex and the City, where they claim that you have three big loves in your life.
Oh,
big. I hope that is like literally a farce because I've already maxed out on mine. So I think that there's a big love for me in my future and I'm excited to find it, but
you will. You will find it.
Oh, thanks, Dee. But yeah, I don't believe that there's just one. I hope there's a bunch. Well, that's enough tangenting for one day. All right. It's time for Rant Roulette. So each week we will pick a topic, a word, a concept,
a
triggered out of a hat, and we will discuss said
topic.
All right, Dee, what we got going on this week?
All right, let's choose our trigger of the week.
And the topic is ghosting.
Ooh. Nah, 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 nah,
nah. All right. Dee, have you been ghosted before?
I actually have been. He was a pilot, so I think that's saying a lot.
What? Did he just, like, vamoose off to another country?
Well, he,
how
yes.
How do you know? Maybe he had, like, a wife and kids in Colombia and, like, didn't
Well, funny story.
Oh. Okay. Triggered!
Very triggered. But I will say, okay, so I met this guy on Bumble. We matched. Then, all of a sudden, after like two or three times hanging out, we went to freaking like Kelly's Landing or one of those stupid like chains in Liberty Village. What is that dumb one in Liberty Village?
Local?
No. It was like
Williams.
Hunters. Oh.
Williams Landing.
And anyway, I went there. I was so in disgust. And then I ended up like walking out of the bathroom. And then my heel.
And you left?
No.
Okay.
I'm just giving
Wrap
context.
Wrap it up, Sally.
Ugh. Anyway, the pilot freaking ghosted me. I was so upset about it. And then he blocked me off all social media. I ended up obviously being the psycho marketing person that I am, going on one of my like work accounts and checking. And I was like, wow, you have a girlfriend.
Stop.
Yes.
The whole time he had a girlfriend?
He was seeing someone.
Shut
and
your
I know they
mouth.
Weren't official. And then after, like, I think it like ended up like they started dating, and then he Ugh. Must have like felt guilty and then ended up
ghosting me. And I was just like, you are such a farce. But anyway, it was funny because, like, now I'm obviously in, like, a very happy,
honestly,
loving relationship.
Honestly, one thing I've learned about, especially in all dating, all is fair in love and war, and what happens, what you do comes around to you. I have been ghosted many a time. I have also ghosted many a time. Basically, because I hate drama, so I was like, bye, I'm not feeling you. I just let it
Hashtag
out.
Avoidant.
Avoidant.
Slash hashtag anxious.
But honestly, I have been ghosted, as I said, many times, and it is kind of brutal. Mm-hmm. Like, no wonder I'm a little anxious. Mm-hmm. It's pretty bad. And then, but yeah, I've been on both sides of the field. You have to laugh, and obviously it's for,
like, down the road, obviously.
Let's actually define ghosting.
Yes. Yes, let's define ghosting. What does ghosting mean to you?
Oh my god. Ghosting means to me is...
Like, does that mean that they completely just, like, disappear? Or does that mean that they're just, like, being more distant?
No,
or,
like, you completely go off. Yeah. So, according to Urban Dictionary, ghosting is when a person cuts off all communication with their friends or a person they're dating with zero warning or notice beforehand. Mm. You'll mostly see them avoiding friends' phone calls, social media, and avoiding them in public. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's basically when you just, like, stop hearing from them. But honestly, what I've noticed most recently in my most recent ghosting experience is that they stop looking at my social media.
Oh.
They stop looking at my... So they don't text me at all. Oh. And most recently with... he stopped looking at my
Insta stories.
So,
and that's the thing. So that
checked, and he's still following me. So he's muted me, obviously.
Oh,
he's obviously muted me, so he doesn't have to look.
He's
at
probably muted you and then blocked you from seeing his stories. Or can you see his stories?
No, I can't see them. Well, I muted him.
Okay. So well, I'm just
fuck
yeah.
You. Petty.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but like,
play that
now
game,
it's
honey.
Crazy. Now with social media, there's so many different
tools. I could still see his stories, but for weeks at a time, I would notice that he was not watching mine, but I could watch his. So I'm like, well, fuck this.
So it's like now you don't really have to block the person or make it that obvious.
Yeah,
you can
blocking
things
is like
you can do.
Dramatic.
That's like the
like,
nail
bye!
In the coffin. Yeah.
Like, block
I'm
I'd be like, no.
Why block people? Like,
watch me live my fat. I'm like, no. You're going to sit there and you're going to watch me be fabulous and you're going to enjoy it.
That's because you're petty.
I am so petty.
Like, I am more
petty.
The person.
Peter yeah. Petty. Go.
Oh, no. You're like the kind of Petra. Person that will be like, ooh, I want them to like see me and I don't want to give
yes,
them that power.
Because
but
it
for me,
always fucking happens too. They always come back.
Oh,
I'm honestly, the clock has started 6 months. I can't wait till I get a text from... And being like, how's it going? How are you? And I'm going to be like...
Oh, I am like out of sight, out of mind. Get a life. Take a hike. Never talk to me. Never see me. Like, I want them to know that they are eliminated from my life. Like, I am the Black Mirror episode.
That's good. That's like healthy. I'm like, no, I'm going to sit here patiently waiting for my revenge. Like,
I'm a literally...
I sit there and I stew and I'm like, one day. But honestly... It always happens. They always come back.
I am that Black Mirror episode. I hope some of our listeners are Black Mirror watchers.
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix and chill.
Or you googly.
But anyway, there's this Netflix episode of Black Mirror where if someone blocks you from their life, that they literally just become a blur. Like you, if you see them, they're just a blob of blur and you can't hear them, see them, nothing, like completely gone. That is like the technological ghosting. Like there's no other way that you could literally get rid of someone in your life than block them and then they just turn into a blur blob.
Well, there's a bunch of blur blobs I'd love to
eliminate from your life.
In my life. Well, ghosting. It's shitty, but it's easy to do.
Sometimes you just gotta do
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just gotta let her fizzle. So, it's not an excuse, boys, but ladies, I understand when you do it sometimes.
We love...
To contango!
Yeah. Ooh. Just tell us, have you ever been ghosted? Have you ever ghosted someone? What did it feel like? We want to know. Email us at info@chickchat.com and we will resonate with those letters. And if you're willing, we will share them on the podcast. Let us know what you want us to discuss on the next Rant Roulette, and we will be on it. So do not hesitate to email us, okay? We want to hear from you. Tell us your secrets. Was that a little desperate?
That was a little despacito. I really felt like, leave Brittany alone!
Listen.
Adjacent.
I want the subscribers to feel involved in this.
Also follow us on Instagram.
Hashtag love you at Chick Chat Podcast.
At the Chick Chat Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook.
And www.chickchatpodcast.com. XOXO Gossip Girl. Bye. Bye.
Okay, so that was an on.